Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, it's Ocean.
What's up, it's your man Crucial. Make sure you guys check out our new single on September 18th, Do What I Want. It's going to be available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out, download it, share it, dance, have a good time. And make sure you check us out on Cherry's World Podcast Live.
Watch the full interview now with Pins Deep on the official Cherry Johnson YouTube page.
Cherry's World is brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get live.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Hey, and welcome to Cherry's World Podcast. We are back with one of my brothers in the industry is here today. And I love this man with all my heart. We have basically grown up together. You know him from movies like Sunset Park, The Wood, Three Strikes. He is here to talk about his new TV show, Snowfall, and this little cooking thing he got going on, because my brother can throw down in the kitchen, y'all. Mr. DeAndre Bonds is in the house.
This is Cherry's World.
Making Memories Sales Series. It's a sale that allows families and people in our communities in any city, state, or showtime to attend a series of events at a lower price than most, such as like the Trolls Live, Disney on Ice, the Universal Soul Circus, concerts, sports, and more. Contact Less Is More Events at 202-930-3533. Again, that's 202-930-3533. Visit the website getlimetickets.com. They're on social media, Facebook, IG, Twitter, Less Is More Events. Get out and lime. If you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
I am happy to show you guys the best thing to come out of 2020. It's called the Stress Phone. It's a cool new stress reliever with a digital link to the Emotional Healing Box. You can get yours today at stressphone.com. And by the way, the Stress Phone is a Black-owned business.
Thank you
so much, DeAndre, for coming on our show today.
No problem. Thank you, Cherry.
You're welcome. DeAndre, this is Courtney. Courtney, that's DeAndre.
What's up, man?
God bless, Courtney. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you via Zoom, I guess.
Yes. Ooh. So how are you handling quarantine, boo?
I'm out the streets. I'm out the way. I'm with my family. A lot more everything going on, cooking, eating.
It's family time.
Yeah. I ain't going nowhere.
Courtney, this man has grown up so much just in the last couple years. Do you know he got engaged? Yeah, I'll talk about you. He got engaged a couple weeks ago.
Damn, congratulations, man. Welcome to the club.
You know, I did 12 years in prison, so I don't know shit about this out here, real life.
Well, hey, can I say something about you doing? Hey, it's a movie you did that I ain't never been to prison, but that movie you did where y'all robbed.
Damn.
Man, that scared the hell out of me, bro. I was 19 when that came out. I said, I don't ever want to go.
I was about 19 or 20 something when I filmed it.
Man.
And I went to prison right after filming it, bro. And it was one of the best movies I ever made to me as far as acting.
Let me tell you something. I watched it once and I said, I ain't watching that shit again.
Hey, let me turn that down, please. After I did that movie, I really went to prison, bro. And I did 9 years, 7 months, 22 days.
Damn.
So it was like,
damn.
Life imitates art.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Do you believe that life imitates art?
Yes, because everything you put out comes back. So if you put negative out or you put that energy out, even though you working, you making money, you getting the everything you want. I got the most money on that. I got 50,000 up front. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm finna play this character.
Yeah. So are you very careful now about what you will play from here on out?
Depend on the money.
Of course.
I can understand that because I mean, I totally believe in that. I did that movie, I Do, I Did, where I was in a coma. Literally a couple months after I finished the movie, my mother went into a coma. So I think sometimes there is a connection between life and art, and because of that, now I am a little leery about the stuff that I will do and the stuff that I won't do. But talking about the stuff that you will do, Courtney, let me tell you something about my homeboy. My homeboy is a chef on the low.
Okay,
he can throw down in the kitchen, and he got this new show about chefing. Tell me about it.
I'm learning about cooking, and you know, my sister Zwin, shout out to Zwin Z.
What's up, Z?
You know, Chef Z 2020. She's teaching me because she prepares and she makes things happen. And I like dealing with women and make things or people that makes things happen, period. And I can learn from it.
So tell us what kind of stuff we gonna watch you prepare through the show.
Turkey sliders, we got the nachos, we got the asparagus sticks. Oh my God.
Please tell me like, this is my favorite though. He made these meatballs, y'all, that is out of
Oh yeah, we made though. We made the meatballs with the rice. It's all carbs. You know what I mean? I'm diabetic, so I have to be careful of the carbs I take in. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning from her how to launch my own show, which is diabetic friendly. And I'm coming out with that, me and my brother. Shout out to Dank. Love you, bro.
Diabetic
friendly. I'm a diabetic. You check your sugar before you eat. You check it after you eat and see what did it do. Real life.
How long have you known that you were suffering from diabetes?
I've been diabetic 16 years now. Taking insulin every day. Wow. And it's one of the worst things that I've experienced in my life. You know, I've been to prison, I've been shot. This diabetes shit ain't no joke though, because you gotta deal with it. You gotta live with it. And I'm living with it. And woo.
How has it affected your just day to day?
How has it affected what? I didn't hear you, sis.
I said, how has it affected your day-to-day life? Like,
every day it affects me. I got to shoot insulin in me.
How many times?
Depending on how high my blood sugar is. So probably twice, three times a day. Well, I hate three times, but two for sure. Am I too close?
No, you're good.
My grandmother was insulin dependent as well, but my mother, when I said she went into a coma, she went into a diabetic coma, and they told her that she would be insulin dependent the rest of her life. She has not taken insulin in like the past 10 years. Thank God. And through your
Where's doctor, she at? That's who I need to be talking to. So I can get off this.
Well, hopefully through your diet changing. And there's some
I've been taking spirulina. I've been taking all kind of.
I'm not saying that I can help you become non-insulin dependent, but you know your sister is a nutritionist, right?
I never knew that.
Yes, I'm a certified nutritionist. So maybe off the air we could talk. We'll do a consultation and we'll see what we could do to at least get your A1C levels down.
Well, I would love that. I appreciate that. And that just bears witness. We are family. You helping, we helping, we help one another.
Absolutely. Courtney, this man is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. We did a movie called Behind the Pole. And through the screening in Houston, the audience was laughing so hard, they were actually missing his jokes. Because he told one joke after one joke after one joke, and the audience was still laughing off the first joke. Did they miss the next five?
Yeah, he reminded me of the guys I hang out with at the crib, man. Just from the initial, I hope the people saw that at the beginning of this interview, but the initial way he greeted me, that's just remind me of the people I deal with daily.
And that's
hey, you my brother, bro.
No doubt.
You already know.
He is consistently the same person. That's one of the reasons why I absolutely, positively, I love me some DeAndre Bonds. Because he is the same
person. I love me some Cherry Johnson.
He's the same person in 2020 that he was in the 90s.
Hey,
never changes.
That's hard to find.
Absolutely.
I would say I love me some Courtney, but
it's all good, bro. Hey, but let me tell you something. I can say this, though.
I ain't had no Courtney, though. I ain't had no Cherry either, but I'm biased, man. Can I be biased?
Hello, right now, yeah, you could be.
Of course, man. I love you,
Courtney. No doubt, my bro. Hey, this movie, man, I got to go back. When we had Antoine on, I told him the same thing. The Wood is my one of my favorite movies, man. And your character, it's so believable. It's so believable. It's like every time I see you after that, it's like I always go back to The Wood.
Everybody know me as Stacy, man. All the movies I've been in, they don't recognize none of them. They just say Stacy, 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 Stacy.
Crazy, because you know I don't watch TV or movies, right? So I actually had to watch that movie because people kept asking me, "Yeah, your homeboy Stacy." I was like, "I ain't got no homeboy named Stacy."
That's great.
What about? And I was like, "They talking about DeAndre."
Hey, you know what? That was a blessing in disguise, though. You know how many doors that opened for me? That shit, not shit. The Wood helped me through prison. It helped me through everything. Because
talk about that.
People knew me. They was like, Stacy, they, that's all they, I was like, all right, so at least they ain't saying, nigga, where you from, or what set you playing, because I don't, ain't never banged. However, I played a blood in the wood. And, man, that was a blessing, bro. Rick Famuyiwa wrote, directed, and he did dope with, that was part two of the wood. Mm. With Pharrell Williams, he executive produced it. You had a, oh my God, with I can't think of the names right now because, you know.
I don't want to stay in the back because you got so much stuff going on right now that I want to talk about. Tell us about your new show, Snowfall.
John Singleton.
Yeah.
I met him on the set of The Wood. He was there when we were filming, and he saw me in live action. He's like, man, I got a movie for you, man. And I was thinking, like, this is John Singleton. Like, what the? He talking about a movie for me. I'm like, yes, that's work. And then I went to prison, and I believe in my heart the movie that came out after I went to prison that he was doing was with Tyrese.
Baby boy.
And I probably would have played the nigga that socked niggas out at the park. Or his homie, his best friend. I'm just keeping 100. And I went to prison. I lost a lot of shit by going to prison.
You have a lot of people calling me looking for you. I can say that.
They calling you? They better call. I can't look.
I can't breathe.
This is Cherry's World.
All right, let's take some time out to talk about one of our new sponsors this week. Do you know anyone with less than perfect credit and looking to make an additional income working from home? Then you need to talk to Herschel Miller. In less than 5 minutes, learn how to change your financial future forever. You can reach Herschel direct at 480-453-9345 or by email at teamdestiny623@gmail.com. Follow Herschel on Instagram at Mr. H. Miller and use the promo code CHERRY. Get ready to change your financial future forever.
Your initial switch, let me turn it around. I wanna just lay you down, and I don't wanna ever take you through your path. Let me just show you now.
You got me ready.
Talking about, yeah, I can't
breathe.
What's going on 2020, man? How do you feel about the whole police brutality, race relations?
I feel like once you feel it, you'll understand it. If you haven't felt it, you'll never know it. So it don't even matter to people that can breathe. You know what I mean? You ain't never had a knee on your neck. You ain't never been oppressed. If you've never been robbed and raped and murdered and maimed and all that, you won't understand this we're going through. However, God's so great, he gonna give them mercy and never allow them to go through that. So I think that's probably why they do that so much. They're like, God is a merciful God, so he gonna give me a pass.
Have you always been religious, or is that something new? Or?
Not religion, it's just knowledge.
Yeah.
I was a Christian, baptized in the name of Jesus, And I was looking around at the same time saying, all my people fucked. So while we praying and being baptized and crying and still ain't got mercy for us and our people, you know what I mean? So it was like I left religion alone and I start looking within myself and discovering the God in me. If it is a God, it gotta be in you, bro. Or in her, the sister, you know what I mean? And you live that. That's not a way of life as far as playing on Sunday. And then Monday, you doing the same difference.
Right.
Absolutely. So Mr. DeAndre will be getting married soon. When you get married, you mentioned religion. Are we going to do it through the church?
Look, I don't want to talk about my marriage because they probably want to come be there and fly over.
Okay, that's fair. We won't talk about your marriage. I just wanted to know if you were going to...
I love my wife. I mean, I love my fiance. She, I claimed her as my wife already.
I love her.
Sus, when you know what you know you got, you don't let it go.
Talk on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, speak on that. How did you know that she was the one?
Because I did... 9 years, 7 months, 22 days. When I got out, I met her like 6 months after I got out. And then the way we met, and she just brought a something to my heart. As soon as I saw her, I opened the door. I was like, oh my God, I opened her door. I shouldn't have done that, but it was unlocked. And I said, why is your door unlocked? And we just communicated, we talked. It took 6 months, 3 months talking on the phone, and then 3 months after that, before she even came to my house to come in.
Because she's a good girl.
We stepped in the car three times. How you gonna pull up and go out with somebody and don't even come in?
It wasn't time for her to come in. She's a good girl.
But what she did. All right, come on. Let's change subject because I'm thinking back.
Yeah, she and he all in love, and I'm all in love watching my brother in love. It's beautiful. I love
it. I'm in love too. I'm in love with the Cherry Johnson.
I love you too. So let's talk about this movie. You know, DeAndre and I got a movie that's slated. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm talking about the new one. I'm talking about the box.
Look, you said it the same time I said it.
So we're just gonna put it out there. COVID done slowed everybody's plans down, but we just letting Courtney know a little something.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about this.
We got a movie slate.
Yeah, we got a movie, man. Courtney.
Yeah.
We got a movie, man. She gonna be my. I hope. If I ain't gonna do the movie, unless we're able to express love.
Okay.
He's going to do the movie. Mr. Michael Sterling is gonna be the director and writer. And
shout out to Michael Sterling.
Yeah, we were hoping to be filming this summer, but that didn't happen.
Ain't no hope. We're gonna do it.
Well, next summer, maybe, if COVID.
Don't matter. We can do it this summer.
Yeah.
EP, DP, EP, 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 EP. You know what I'm talking about.
What he's saying is executive producer.
Right.
Exactly.
Executive producer.
Yes.
When it's safe, we shall see what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
So, Snowfall, are we coming back for a second season? What's going on?
We're on season Snowfall. Oh my goodness. Snowfall season four.
Season four. See, I'm late. I'm sorry, I'm behind. So are we coming back for five?
We still doing four because of the coronavirus. And they paused us on. Right before. You saw Snowfall, Courtney?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't, but everybody that I roll with. They talk about it all the time. And that's actually the next thing. After Power went off, That's the next thing me and my wife is getting to is Snowfall, because she likes one of the other actors in there. I forget the name.
Damson, Isaiah K. John.
K. John. Well, I think it was
Isaiah K. John, Damson, Idris, executive role, real life, and we got some other actors in there. I can't think right now.
Yeah, I heard it's hard, man. It's a hard gangster.
Bro,
you ain't saw
shit if you ain't saw.
They said it's better than Power. That's what everybody keep telling me. And I'm a big.
I don't know about Power. I never saw it.
Yeah. So
but once, I hear Snowfall.
Shout out to 50 though. Yeah.
You giving him shots out?
Why not?
No, it's all
we
good.
We support one another. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't.
We should.
I know 50. I flew out there and met him. I mean, not him, but I was in his office and met. I was on his show. This is 50.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about that, supporting one another, because it's definitely something that we need to do more often. Why do you think we don't as people? And what can we do after this whole COVID thing to change that?
Support one another. Really be interested in our people. People in general, however, our people specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the art. If you are an artist, you go look at art, you learn art, you discover art, you know what I mean? And I think that's interacting with one another. It's like prison showed me that. I hate to keep talking about prison, but prison is a big ass school.
Okay, lessons that some of us will never know about. So tell me five things that prison taught you that we all need to know.
Myself, well, y'all don't need to know me though. It teaches you yourself, your resilience, your patience, your appreciation, and who is your people, your friends, whoever they love you, gonna be there for you. So that's five things, and I learned all that.
Hey, I saw you in you playing a guard. What's the movie with the kids?
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that, man.
Man, now I told you that's part two of The Wood.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cause I'm like, cause you playing Stacy, right?
Stacy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a little older. I gotta, man, the beauty of film is you could take it where you want to take it. Yeah. You could make a motherfucker later on the granddaddy.
That's amazing. Like, I remember them calling you Stacy a few times. I'm like, nah, I'm tripping, because I know Cherry be telling me, look, it's not real. TV's not real. So I'm like, nah, I'm tripping, because I saw it late at night, man, but it was dope. I mean,
hey,
no
man,
pun
I
intended.
Appreciate that. Shout out to Pharrell Williams, Rick Famuyiwa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I love that.
One thing I can say, there's a consistency about DeAndre when you talk to people who have worked with him. They love you, dude. We all love you. I can't say they love you. We all love you. You are a constant professional, and I really appreciate you being here. Could you do me a favor?
Wait. Before you do that, can I tell? I got to tell a 30-second story to Cherry and DeAndre.
All right.
Well, okay. When I was in Vegas in 2007, my guy, he used to, one of his guys used to mess with Melinda. And I had never seen, like, I had never seen actresses before. You know what I'm saying? I never met her.
So hold up, bro. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ask you about her.
Hey, but look.
How your sister? What's her name?
I seen her in real life, and I'm like, oh, shit. That's Melinda. That's, I called her Bird, because I'm from Soul Food. And so they like, they all turned their back real quick. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? And he said, man, don't bring no attention. I don't want her to see us. She came over there and cussed Big Man out just like she did the movie. In the movie when dude grabbed on the butt.
And I'm going to tell, she didn't tell her brother.
That was in 07. So I just had to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, bro? Half this shit is act and the other half is reality.
I see.
So, you know, be careful. Don't.
Don't be grabbing my ass when you see me with DeAndre because he going to fuck you up.
Yeah, like.
What? Cherry. Hey, with both of y'all on everything I love, but now nobody with none of us do anything because I'm going to fuck everybody up. Period. And I'm going to do the time if I make it.
We not going to do that.
God, I'm going to die.
Nobody's going to touch me. Nobody's going, you ain't going to have to.
Hey, exactly. So we don't even think about that.
We don't even have to think about that. But
I think your beauty going to keep them away.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing.
Yo, you radiating and all that. Get out of here, glowing and stuff.
Radiation.
You got radiation. Hey, Courtney, you know what I mean. You got radiation, bro.
Radiant. I think you meant radiant.
No, radiation.
Oh, you meant radiation. Oh, okay, well, you keep it. All right. Keep the radiation.
You know what? Radiant, but radiation. Radiant with radiation. That means you...
He's saying you're
produce a nuclear bomb and blow the fuck up the whole city. Look, let me show you something real quick. This guy right here.
Hey,
they just brought you. Well, hey, look, I ain't gonna interrupt the man with some food, but you can give me a piece of that bacon and a bite of them grits, though.
Love y'all, man. God bless you. Stay safe.
Thank you, man.
Cherry World Podcast. That's my. She ain't no girl. She a woman. Know that.
I didn't grow up.
I'm doing all that before I hang up. Doing all this stuff.
I love you.
Love you too.
Go eat.
Bro, food. Love you, bro.
Love you back, bro. Good meeting you, man.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Even
baby.
Though I won't.
You coming back.
Yeah, you coming back.
I know I am. That's what I said. I'm about to eat, man. Love y'all. God bless.
God
love
bless.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get Lime.
What's up? It's Ocean.
What's up? It's your man, Crucial. Make sure you guys check out our new single on September 18th, Do What I Want. It's going to be available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out, download it, share it, dance, have a good time. And make sure you check us out on Cherry's World Podcast Live.
Watch the full interview now with Pins Deep on the official Cherry Johnson YouTube page.
Some girls do, some girls don't. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls quit, some girls try. But let me tell you about one that's fly. I met this pretty thing named Kate. She was locked up for moving weight. Reading is how she escapes. Her favorite rap is Snoop Dogg and Drake. I just wanna take her on a date. Grab a double fries and a shake. Excited about her release date. You can find you a soul inmate. Here comes the reading.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We'll be right back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.